Tennessee getting ready for game number 4. And it's first in the Southeastern Conference. It's time for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we say hello to Eric Kane. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Just now leaving Jeremy Pruitt's press conference that wrapped up about 5 minutes ago. And the big takeaways from the press conference today, sophomore linebacker Jeremy Banks and sophomore defensive back Bryce Thompson both will travel to Florida. He didn't say if they play or not. He went on to say the question was asked what type of impact will Bryce Thompson have in the game on Saturday. And Jeremy Pruitt said, I don't know if he'll have a big impact. He hasn't been out there in quite some time, so it'll take a little while. So didn't come out flat out and say that he's going to play, but didn't say that he wasn't going to play. Both those guys, Jeremy Banks and Bryce Thompson, will travel to Florida with the team. Carlin Filsaime, running back that's been out all during camp, hasn't played the game just yet. He will be ready to go by Saturday. That gives Tennessee 4 scholarship running backs in the backfield. Carlin Filsaime, Jeremy Pruitt said it was a good special teams player for Tennessee last year, helped him in the return game. He's a specialized player that you can plug in there on offense. A lot of end arounds, can run some reverses with him, get him out in space. He will be ready to go for Tennessee at Florida. Again, Jeremy Pruitt was asked about just the impact of the youth, so much youth on this team that will play and has been playing. And there was an interesting question about some of the battle wounds Tennessee has had on the road in SEC play, particularly the last time Tennessee was down in Florida, losing on the Hail Mary Felipe Franks to Cleveland, and saying, is it kind of good that you have youth now, you know, playing to where they don't have that scar? It's a fresh start. And Jeremy Pruitt dismissed that and said, hey, it's a new chapter. The guys on the plane, the guys on the bus, they're going to write this new chapter on Saturday. So it's always going to be a hostile environment. But again, he said it's been a good week of practice. He's excited to get down there for the opportunity. He said the team is ready to go. But Jeremy Pruitt, pretty optimistic here today in his press conference.
Eric, in regard to the Jeremy Banks, Jeremy Pruitt told the quarterback club that he had asked Banks to play linebacker one more week before you return to running back. But Banks is still at linebacker, correct?
Jeremy Banks has been at linebacker all week at practice. Today he was repping with the twos and the threes, primarily the twos alongside the Ignatz and the Shannon Reeves. So, he's been at linebacker. I think that's kind of a safe play because, you know, honestly, outside of the short yardage situations to where I still think he could, even if he's playing linebacker, I said this last week, I still think Jeremy Banks could go over there and run the ball on fourth and short, fourth and one, fourth and two. He still knows the playbook. Again, that's just my opinion. But I think it's a safe play to keep him the linebacker right now. He made some plays Saturday, has a long way to go. But until Daniel Patchouli is all the way back and ready to roll, I think it's a safe bet. And you give Jeremy Banks a few more weeks to practice a linebacker, he may overtake a Shannon Reed. He may compete with a Will Ignatz for those backup reps more and more and more. So he's at linebacker right now, and that hasn't changed.
By the way, Banks, the first Tennessee linebacker to get 2 interceptions in a game since 1981.
Been a while.
Burns did that. Eric, another question. Jameer Johnson did not play against Chattanooga. He, I think, last year was probably Tennessee's most consistent offensive lineman. Do you think Johnson will be ready to go against Florida?
Yeah, did not get a question in about Jameer Johnson today at the press conference. I will say I didn't see him today at practice. I could have missed him, but I didn't see him today at practice. I did see him yesterday in full pads practicing with the offensive line, and he looked like, to my observations, that he wasn't holding back anything. So that'd be a good sign for Tennessee's offensive lineman. I think last year he was very consistent. I think he was probably the best guard Tennessee had on the left side last year. I think he's played really well at tackle in the first two ball games of the season. Obviously didn't play against UTC on Saturday, but from earlier in the week, it looked like Jameer Johnson was in good shape, but Jeremy Pruitt did not address number 58 today in his press conference.
I know that Florida had 15 sacks in its first two games, only one against Kentucky, but one of the things they like to do with a really good pass rush is press coverage. Eric, I think it's going to be big for Tennessee's receivers to be able to beat press coverage so that they can take a little bit of perhaps get rid of the football quicker for Garantano against that Florida pass rush.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. You know, I think short three-step drops, get the football out. I think that kind of works well with Tennessee's situation on offense anyway. I think the offensive line has improved, don't get me wrong, but it's still hard-pressed to have a five-step drop and give Garantano the time that he needs without having to step up or evade pressure out of the pocket. But with press coverage, you get the receivers to get up there, make one move, get behind that DB, or make a quick slant in, a move out, and get the football out of Garantano's hands. You can move the chains. You can pick up 5 to 6 yards, 5 to 7 yards, and put yourself in second and short or third and short. So I think that'd be a good situation to be in. Florida likes to bring pressure from the edge. Jeremy Pruitt acknowledged that today on the SEC teleconference. And, you know, I was watching the tight ends today, and the tight ends with Austin Pope and Dominic Wood Anderson and Fant and Craig and all the other guys really going through, working on, you know, going up against a scout team, but their defensive end maybe going inside with an outside linebacker looping around, practicing setting still and picking up blitzes from the outside, because you know Florida's been very successful in that area, and they're going to attack Tennessee that way on Saturday. It's going to be a tremendous challenge. Florida's defensive front seven, defensive line is very good, very active, and Tennessee's offensive line still at times this year has been suspect. I will say Jeremy Pruitt likes the direction of his offensive line. Jimmy, you asked him this morning on the teleconference kind of what he likes about Darnell Wright playing in the guard, and the head coach said that with the personnel the way it is right now, that's just kind of the way that he believes Tennessee can be most successful, with playing Darnell Wright at guard and Kayron Calvert at tackle. And, you know, maybe he doesn't want to have two freshmen on the outside tackles. Maybe he wants to hide one at guard. But Kayron Calvert has played tackle before. He was recruited to come here as a tackle, just hadn't played in quite some time. I thought they did fairly well against UTC. But as you know, the Gators are not the Mocs, and it'll be quite a different story here on Saturday.
Any other news or notes?
No, that'll about do it, guys. This is the last time media is allowed over here on the Hill to view any type of practice or talk to anybody until the game Saturday in the Swamp at 12 o'clock. We have full audio and video of this press conference. It'll be up at sportsradiowml.com. We'll continue breaking down Florida the next 2 days on our airwaves and, of course, with our UT football practice reports. And as always, these reports are brought to you by our friends at Pools by Heritage. You can get your pool started now for design and construction and maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527, or you can visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.
Eric, we sure do appreciate it. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee football practice report.